We're here with Joseph Belsanti, who is Director of Marketing for WinMagic Data Security. How are you, Jeff?
Good. Yourself? How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thanks.
Hey, listen, we're very interested in the trends or the insight that you have to trends this year over last year, especially that a lot has happened in the last year.
A lot has happened in the marketplace last year from a couple of different perspectives. In the industry, there's been a lot of different things going on from a technology standpoint and from a business standpoint, and compliancy has also had a huge role to play in those trends. For example, in the industry right now, there's been a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on, so the trends there have been to consolidate a number of different products on the endpoint devices, so some organizations have taken that approach to the customer base. Our approach in meeting those trends has been primarily to stick to what we're good at, and that is endpoint protection of data at rest, whether it be on laptops, notebooks, USB keys, or CDs, DVDs, and what we're doing is consolidating that area of the business.
What are you guys really emphasizing at the show this year?
What we're really emphasizing this year at the show is what we're hearing from the marketplace, from analysts, and more importantly, from our customers. And there's two things. Number one, we're emphasizing, as a general theme, heterogeneity within the environment. Mm-hmm. And as a general theme, what we're emphasizing here at the show is our Mac release, which has been getting a lot of very good press in the marketplace, and a product within the enterprise that has been largely neglected when it comes to endpoint security. Let me tell you what I mean. What we're hearing in the marketplace and what we're emphasizing is heterogeneity from a variety of different perspectives. Number one, we're hearing from organizations that, look, within my enterprise, not only do I have multiple platforms, meaning that I have a Windows Vista product and I have Windows XP running in the environment, but I also have a variety of other platforms I'm running, namely the Mac platform, where my executives are now buying Macs and they are carrying around personal identifiable information on those Macs and carrying around sensitive data. And therefore, how can I protect that? Also, from a heterogeneity perspective, organizations are telling me, look, we're also hearing about different trends in the marketplace happening, where Seagate last year was the first one out of the gate providing a self-encrypting drive. This year, we're hearing about an OPAL standard that was announced by the TCG Group in January. And as a result, we now are hearing about Fujitsu, Hitachi, Samsung coming into the marketplace and having OPAL-compliant drives. How are we going to be able to deal with that in the environment? In addition, we're seeing companies saying, you know, given the fact that the price of storage has dropped so dramatically over the years, they're doing backups in their data centers, some of the backups onto hard disks, and therefore, how do we secure those hard disks as hot swappable drives? Because we know that the data at some point is going to leave that data center.
Right.
So what we're doing to address those trends in the marketplace right now, and what we're emphasizing, is one council for everything DAR encryption related. Meaning, at the show, our SecureDoc product provides you one console to configure, deploy, and manage PC clients, configure, deploy, and manage Mac clients, configure, deploy, and manage server configurations, manage trusted devices, and manage all of your USB keys and your CDs and DVDs leaving the environments through an integration with Active Directory that allows you seamless access to encryption keys that are dynamically provisioned to make it easy for customers to use the technology in-house.
That's great. And you touched on this a little bit already, but how is that differentiated in the marketplace? I mean, how does that compare with what other folks are trying to do to address some of these issues?
What we're really trying to do is turn a ratio on its head. That ratio has always been security versus transparency, which has always been an inverse relationship in the marketplace. And the ideal situation for the customer is they want to make sure that their information is secure, but at the same time, they don't want to affect productivity levels within their enterprise, and they do not want to affect the ease of use. They want to make it really transparent. They don't want any more calls happening to the help desk or to the call desk when they deploy encryption,
right?
Because encryption is a very tough thing to do, but we make it very easy. Let me describe what I mean. when we're taking a look at encryption keys and we're taking a look at managing data at rest, we know that data at rest doesn't just reside on a desktop or a notebook, that data is going to be moved onto a USB key. There are typically three different user cases with USB keys that customers want to hear about. Number one is the typical one. If I move as an executive, if I move my financial information or I move benefit packaging modeling or whatever information on a USB key and I lose it external to the organization in a taxi cab, on an airplane, I leave it at the security gate at an airport, I want to make sure that if it's lost or stolen, it's encrypted, no one has access to it. Great, fantastic. Number of organizations already doing that in this enterprise space. Number two user case scenario is, hey, listen, and we get our customers telling this all the time, hey, listen, internally, you know, these devices should really behave the way they behave unencrypted when they are encrypted, meaning this. So if I report to you, Nick, and I give you my USB key or I give you a CD that I cut internally, I should be able to give you that CD. You should be able to put it into your PC, and your PC should automatically have access to that USB key or that CD seamlessly as if it was unencrypted, but it is encrypted. The way that happens with us is what we do is we provision encryption keys through the synchronization of Active Directory, meaning if you and I are part of the same group within the organization, then when you put that USB key into your computer will go back to the server. It will say, hey, Joseph is part of my executive team. I should have access to his data. Give me his key. The key will automatically be provisioned to you, and you will have the access to the USB key with no password required, no authentication required. So there is absolutely maximum productivity gained in the office. So that's user case number two. User case number three is the interesting one. In the office, executives are telling us, well, we often share information amongst our executive team. Mm-hmm. Now, if I put information on that USB key, I lose it externally, not a problem. If I put it on a key and I give it to a fellow team member, they can get access to it seamlessly, not a problem. Right. But what happens if I leave it at the boardroom table, or I leave it at reception, or I drop it on the floor, or I leave it in the bathroom and someone picks it up in my organization? The first thing anybody does when they pick up a USB key that's been lost or stolen, in all likelihood, they're going to plug it in and say, wonder what's on this USB thumb drive. They're going to plug it into their notebook, and what happens in our instance is someone could plug it into their notebook. It could be Dave over here that plugs it into his notebook. As soon as he plugs it in, the server will recognize that he is not part of our executive team, and therefore the server will tell him, no key for you. The key does not belong to you. A device will appear entirely encrypted to him, and what will happen is that I will get notice of saying, hey, Joseph, you know that USB key you had? Dave just plugged it in. Go get it. And that's about as seamless as you can do. That's worked extremely well with us in the healthcare industry, extremely well for us in the banking industry. Healthcare more than not, because information is critical, and getting access to healthcare information sometimes could be a matter of life and death, and doctors don't want to waste time fiddling around with passwords or biometric devices, mm-hmm. and this seems to be the perfect solution to help with that. That's trickled over into the financial space.
That makes good sense. Well, listen, you know right now, at least we focus in government and financial. Do you have any particular advice for the folks in those industries dealing with some of these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, we have been in business since 1997. We were born, our biggest head start in the marketplace was doing a project with the NSA. So just as background here, WinMagic and working with the NSA has been one of the only companies to date that still is the only company to be authorized to secure secret level data with the NSA. And with regards to NIST, we hold certificate number one for our AES 256-bit crypto engine, and we have currently two BPAs under the DART initiative with the federal government, and we've been doing business with the most security-conscious organizations in the world. The advice that I would give departments and agencies right now under various OMB directives is, yes, to indeed be encrypting their information on mobile devices. The government has also come out and said, look, use technologies like the TPM chip to authenticate not only the user to the drive, but the drive to the actual computer itself, so that if the drive is swapped out, it won't work.
Right.
My advice to those organizations would be to do their due diligence on the pragmatic nature of encryption software itself. That is that the encryption, when you talk about encryption, there's really three fields to it. There's the pre-boot authentication methodology, there's the AES encryption engine, and then there's the server piece.
Right.
My advice would be that on the pre-boot authentication methodologies, there's a number of things that can be done by authenticating to a device, either with a password, USB key, biometrics, smart card, TPM or PKI. Given HSPD-12 in the U.S. federal government, start leveraging your efficiencies. Efficiencies meaning if you get into your building using a smart card and a PIN, well, use that smart card or maybe a biometric device to log into your notebook so that you're leveraging those investments in your authentication methodologies. Number two, when it comes to the encryption engine itself, we firmly believe that the future of encryption lies within hardware-based encryption for the algorithm itself, because the algorithm, as with Seagate and Fujitsu and Hitachi, resides on the hard drive, and therefore it is in line with the data, and it will provide these agencies and departments with greater transparency, added security, and greater ease of use. So my advice there would be to do that. On the server end of things, my advice would be look for organizations that will help you with the pragmatic nature of your current architecture, meaning the heterogeneity of dealing with data at rest. Data not only residing on your notebooks, but on CDs, DVDs, meaning what happens with your CD if you FedEx or UPX it to somebody and it gets lost. Deal with the heterogeneity from the different encryption algorithms entering into your environment, whether it be BitLocker, whether it be Seagate, whether it be products like ourselves. Can your encryption solution manage all of these different things? And I would take a strong look at the pragmatic use of it, meaning admittedly, the poster child for data breaches in the U.S. has been the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Right.
And one of the things that they did in terms of taking a look at software is they ran a very interesting pragmatic test. What they did is ran a stress contest on security software, whereby they lined up all of the competitors, started converting hard drives, started moving around large files, started running antivirus programs, started running defrag on the hard drive as one conversion factor, and then pulled the plug, and then waited 20 minutes, replugged it back in to see who survived and who was creating bricks. And there were really only two organizations that had passed that test. We were one of them. So my advice would be do your due diligence up front on the software you're employing, because it can be a very expensive venture if you get it wrong.
Joe, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and have a great show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by the show.